Okay, at this time, I'd like to call this meeting to order. Today is January 6, 2020. I'd like to welcome everyone here. I sincerely hope that everyone had a good holiday season. Welcome to the best county in the state of North Carolina. I usually say that and get a lot of conversation when I said it with other commissioners. But I'd like to have Mr.
Okay. Please rise. Dear Lord, as we gather here tonight, we're so thankful for the past year that you have brought us through and allowing us to kick off a new year of Perfect Vision 2020. And we ask that you lead and guide us as we try to direct and run this county to become even a better and more efficient county. We ask for your blessings and guidance, and as we go forward, whatever we do in some way is blessed to your name. In Christ's sake, amen.
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 We
pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Mr. Edwards.
Welcome.
Does anybody have anything to add to the consent agenda?
I do not.
Less.
No, I do not.
Mr. Davis, Brinson.
Mr. Chairman, I do not.
Okay, good. They're going to get a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
We've got a motion and second to approve the consent agenda. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, no one has signed up for public comments.
Does anybody in the audience have anything to say in reference to public comments? Now is your chance. If not, we'll move on. Okay, Mr. Davis, Prince.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I now appear before the board to hear any road concerns that members of the board have that I can convey to the North Carolina Department of Transportation.
I do not
have anything.
No.
Thank you. Does any member of the public have any road concerns that I can convey to the Department of Transportation?
I do.
Yes, sir.
361 Dog Plains Road.
Okay. And what is the concern there?
It's been under repair for several years. They've been patching up, but now at night, I don't know if it's just me, but at night you can't hardly see the lines.
Okay.
Or when it rains, you can't hardly see the lines.
Okay, so it's the yellow line and white line are both lines?
Yeah.
Are there any reflectors on the road?
No.
Okay. All right, I'll bring that to their attention tomorrow.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Does anybody else have any road concerns? If not, Mr. McKinney, please come up.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I'm here tonight to talk about and get approval for Golden Leaf Foundation application. I was before the board and on September the 3rd to obtain approval. We submitted an application to Golden Leaf and they made an announcement back in December that the application was funded. The purpose of the funding is to install 3 standby generators with automatic transfer switches at 3 wells in the county system to assist in the future in case of power failure due to hurricanes or other ice storms or whatever situation that causes a power failure. The amount of the grant funding is $235,000, and the board must formally accept the grant and authorize the chairman to sign the associated documents. I have prepared a resolution accepting the grant award and accepting excuse me, Hannick, establishing capital project budget ordinance for the fiscal year 2020-064, which is what they call it, Duncan County Water System Backup Generators Project. They have provided an agreement, and they're calling it the grantee acknowledgement and agreement. Again, the grant is for $235,000. There's a nine-month period where the money must be spent. If you turn to page 3 of the handout I provided, this is your budget. It's very simple, and this matches your application to the penny.
Move to accept.
Second. Okay, I've got a motion and second to accept the grant funds in the amount of $235,000 from the Golden Leaf Foundation, adopt the resolution accepting grant funds and establishing the capital project budget ordinance, Golden Leaf Disaster Recovery Project for the year 2020-064, Duncan County Water System Backup Generators, and authorize the chairman to sign the resolution and the grantee acknowledgement and agreement, and authorize the county manager, Mr. Davis H. Branson, to sign pay requests, change orders, progress reports, miscellaneous correspondence, and other documents related to the construction of said project. Is there any discussion? If none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much, sir. Got Mr. Elizabeth Stiles, please come up.
Thank you, Judge.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Tonight I have three agenda items. All three are related to the Disaster Recovery Act 2017 funding. These are the final three of the county buyouts for properties affected by Hurricane Matthew under that program. The first agenda item is a request to approve and accept the offer to purchase for the Sandlin property located at 494 South Blizzard Town Road.
Motion.
So move.
I'd like to amend the motion. Let's join them all three together.
All right. Can I ask something?
Hold on a
minute. Did you hear it?
Ms. Stiles.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead with the other two. All of them are the same thing.
Okay.
Different properties.
Sure. Then I'm requesting acceptance and approval of the offer to purchase for the Sandlin property at 494 South Blizzard Town Road, the Reddick property at 210 Boney Road, and the Cavanaugh property at 4728 South NC 41 Highway.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, I've got a motion and a second to approve the offer to purchase for the Sandlin property located at 494 South Blizzard Town Road, Beulahville, North Carolina, and the purchase for the Reddick property located at 210 Boney Road, Rose Hill, North Carolina, and the offer to purchase the Cavanaugh property located at 4728 South NC 41 Highway, Wallace, NC. Is there any discussion for these buyouts? Those in favor say aye.
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 Those against say nay.
No, I don't have a question. It's an offer to purchase, but how much is it to profit it? To profit it?
Sure, I'll go over that. For the Sandlin property on Blizzard Town Road, the offer is for $86,000.
And how much property is that? Acreage or what?
It is a house, a three-bedroom house, 1,174 heated square feet.
Go ahead and give it a rest of them.
Okay. Sure. The Reddick property on Boney Road, the offer is for 168,500 property, and this is for another three-bedroom house on with 1,191 heated square feet. And then the property at 4728 South NC 41 Highway, the offer is for $108,132.44.
Ms. Stiles, can you explain to the board where the funds come from to make this buyout and how much money the county has in the properties?
Sure. The funding for this project, for the Disaster Recovery Act, is a grant from the state government, so it's no county dollars involved. It's all funded at the state level. And the purchase, we were allocated $1 million from Hurricane Matthew. So far, we have 4 properties that were bought out. 1 we've already covered at a prior meeting, and then these 3 are the final 3 that we're proposing.
Okay, and all this falls within the scope of the hazard mitigation plan?
Yes, that's correct.
Any other questions? Madam, any other questions?
Oh, no.
Okay. If there's no other questions, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. Motion carries.
Thank you, appreciate it.
Thank you so much. All right, Mr. Brandt.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I have a few announcements, but first I would like to request that the board's annual retreat be set for Tuesday, February the 11th at the Duplin County Airport, if that's okay with the members of the board. I think that date works for all of you that I heard from. You want to get back to me, Mr. Grady, and if you're unable to make it, I'll try to rearrange the schedule and we'll come up with another date. Okay.
Let's
go ahead.
Okay.
The 11th, what day is that?
It's Tuesday.
Yeah,
it's not on a... Okay. And I will try to have you the budget calendar at the next board meeting. I think each of you have this invitation in front of you, but I did want to bring it to your attention. The board has been invited to the unveiling of the Charity School Legacy Wall by the Charity School Alumni Association. And the unveiling will be held on Sunday, January the 12th, 2020, at 4 p.m. at the Charity Rebuild Center, which is located at 1333 West Charity Road, Rose Hill, at the former Charity Middle School. Also, I want to let the board know, and I have given you a complete schedule for the one-stop plan for Duplin County for the 2020 primary early voting, which will be held at the Duplin County Social Services Community Room, 423 North Main Street, beginning Thursday, February the 13th, and ending Saturday, February the 29th. Something a little bit different this year, it does include one Sunday. That will be Sunday, February the 16th, from 1 to 6. Every other early voting day will be Monday through Friday and Saturdays. And I'm also going to give a copy of this to the Duplin Times so they can publish it in the paper. Also, it's on the Duplin County Board of Elections webpage under One Stop Plan. Mr. Chairman, members of the board, that's all the announcements I have. We do need to have closed sessions for legal matters pursuant to North Carolina General Statute 143-318-11A3, and also for economic development matters, North Carolina General Statute 143-318.11A4.
All right.
Move to go into closed session.
Second. I've got a motion and a second to go into closed session. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Against any name? Motion carries.
This is the
16th.
Yes, sir.
16th of January?
It's the 20th, I'm 16th. Sorry. That's and that will be a Tuesday because of the MLK holiday, which is that Monday. Yes, sir.
I move we adjourn to the 21st.
Second.
Okay. I've got a motion and a second that we adjourn this meeting until January 6th, but January the 21st, 2020 at 6:30 p.m. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.